Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the morning news. I am Matsina. President of the Maldives, Dr. Muhammad Muizu, has arrived in New Delhi on a five-day state visit to India. Dr. Muizu was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, on his arrival at the airport. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Dr. Muizu and appreciated his commitment to enhance the India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that the talks between the Maldivian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give a new impetus to friendly ties between the two countries. Today in New Delhi, President Muizu will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Dr. Muizu will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interests. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. A first of its kind, Samagra Shiksha Nagaland will be conducting a mega parent-teacher meeting for school heads of all government schools with foundational stages in Nagaland on 9th of this month. This is a part of the project for school heads under Cycle 3 of the Nagaland Literacy and Numeracy Fest 2.0. State Mission Director Samagra Shiksha, Temsanara Iyer, said the primary goal of the initiative is to sensitize the parents on how parental involvement in the child's education leads to better learning outcomes. It is also aimed at sensitizing the parents on the learning progress of their children and initiatives made by the state in the foundational stage, she added. The State Mission Director therefore invited all parents and stakeholders to come forth with great participation to this mega initiative of the state to witness and celebrate their children's learning progress. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters in all 22 districts. Mr. Agarwal said that all the strong rooms are under CCTV surveillance. Electronic voting machines have been kept under three-layer security. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. To ensure a hassle-free experience on the counting day, essential infrastructure and safety measures have been put in place. The assembly election was significant for the Union Territory as it was the first since the abrogation of Article 370. Tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border have reached a critical point as the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah intensifies. The ongoing military operations have led to widespread displacement and mounting casualties, raising international concerns about the humanitarian impact of the escalating violence. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, have intensified their military operations against Hezbollah. On Sunday, the IDF issued evacuation notices for an additional 25 towns and villages in the region, bringing the total number of affected areas to 98. This mass displacement has pushed Lebanese civilians northward, overwhelming centers, shelters, and forcing hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in neighboring Syria. The human toll of the conflict continues to mount. Lebanon's health ministry announced on Sunday that 23 people had died in Israeli strikes on Saturday alone, with an additional 93 injured. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup in Dubai, in the Group A fixture, Indian women defeated Pakistan by 6 wickets. Chasing a victory target of 106 runs, they achieved the target with 13 balls to spare. India made 108 for in 18.5 overs. For India, Shefali Verma scored 32 off 35 balls and Jemima Rodriguez scored 23 off 28 balls. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur retired hurt after scoring 29 runs off 24 balls. Earlier, winning the toss and batting first, Pakistan posed a total of 105 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.